Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad. It was a great time. Yeah, I think it was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Yeah, I know you didn't completely hate it. I caught you singing along a few times. Aw, come on, honey. It wasn't that terrible. You act like I dragged you to something awful. Hey, it was a perfectly wonderful concert from a band you don't particularly like. Outside, in direct sunlight, in the middle of the day, with lawn seating, and that guy almost threw up on us, but he didn't. He kept it in. Long enough, anyway. Oh, don't look at me like that. Please. I'm sorry it turned out to be such a pain in the ass. Hey. I really am, honey. I know it really wasn't your speed. And if I'd known how bad it was gonna turn out, I never would have asked you to come. I'm sorry. Does that mean I'm forgiven? No. What do you mean, no? I wash up on your shores, supplicant, asking for not but a crumb, a smidgen, just a modicum of forgiveness, and I'm turned away, bereft, set adrift. And what was my crime in the first place, officer? What was it? Wanting to include my beloved in my plans such that I might share more time with the one that I love above all others? Oh, yeah, you know I'm being serious now. I'm pulling out the big guns. I'm pronouncing the second E in beloved. Yeah. This apology means business. It is so an apology. Okay, so maybe this latest part of it sounds more like an attempt at an absolution of guilt, but I opened with a direct apology, and I meant it then, and I mean it now. I'm sorry that the concert turned into such a shit show. But as long as I am, metaphorically putting it all out there, as much of a train wreck as it turned into, I'm not sorry that I got to spend the day with you. I'll never be sorry for a chance to spend the day at your side. I just wish the extenuating circumstances could have been a little less painful. Can I give you a kiss? What if I promise that it'll make everything better? You never know. There could be magic in these here lips. I mean, there's got to be something to them for you to have stuck around for this long. And for you to have let me put them so many fun places. Wow, hey. Give me those hands. No. Not hitting. You're not allowed. Your violence allowance is all spent for the week. Thank you very much. Ow! Hey, now you're going into debt. Your hands are writing checks written in cute aggression currency that you can't cash. And I should warn you, it's It's a downturn market. Interest rates are terrible right now. You do not want to be taking on any kind of debt if you can avoid it. I didn't tell you about my forays into the world of financial advisement. Oh yeah, I'm deeply qualified. See, let me show you. Lesson one: start low. So you just stay sitting here on the couch, and I will adjourn to our ever so comfortable luxury vinyl plank flooring provided so graciously by our apartment complex, and buy low, start low. What's the difference? I mean, you say tomato, I say I want to put my hand between your thighs. It's all semantics. Hey, ow, ow. Just because I'm on the floor doesn't mean you get to kick me. That's a whole other level of kinky. Ow, ow, ow. I am trying to provide my credentials on my illustrious financial advisement expertise, and you are making that very difficult. Okay, now you're willing to learn, huh? All right, well, fine then. Lesson two: location. 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 What? That is still finance. Hey, real estate and finance go hand in hand. I mean, just ask our aforementioned apartment complex owners. Hey, you are distracting me, and you're missing the point. It's all about location. It's about the right place at the right time. It's about your thighs wrapped around my head like you're trying to crush a watermelon. Ah, come on. I'm made of tough stuff. Or not. But hey, that's a hell of a way to go if I did. Let the headstone read, "He died doing what he loved. Getting fucking bodied." That, or he died doing what he loved, talking with his mouth full. All right. You got me. Maybe my career prospects as a financial advisor have all the authenticity of a AAA game studio disavowing crunch in a hostile work environment. It's fine. I am still eminently qualified to opine about the topic at hand, which is the topic I am trying to have at mouth. But somebody keeps splitting hairs when they should just be holding me by mine. Oh, come on. Are you really going to sit there and tell me that I don't look good staring up at you from between your legs? You're gonna look at me and tell me that I'm wrong? It's the Wicked Witch of the East, bro! Ooh, honey, call that ass Dorothy's house, cause you got me wishing my face was the Wicked Witch of the East body that you're dropping that thing on, provided that, for the purposes of this hypothetical, my face, which is acting as a stand-in for the Wicked Witch of the East body, does not include her lower calves and feet, which were, in fact, exposed to the open air. You understand. Also, not to derail the horny train, but just gotta say, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead fucking goes off, and you better promise to play that at my funeral. Also, unrelated, Macho Man unironically fucking goes off. And you know what? Actually, it is related, because you absolutely need to promise to play that at my funeral, too. Back to back. Macho Man immediately followed by Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. What do you say? Well, look, I wasn't trying to talk about funerals. I was trying to get a little action. But somebody kept redirecting my Orinoco flow, honey, baby, darling. And you would not be pleased. Or maybe she would. I don't know her like that. The point remains. I dragged your ass, beautiful ass that it is, to an outdoor concert that could charitably be described as miserable from your perspective, and I want to make it up to you. Please? Ooh, that's the spirit. A special request, huh? Well, you know my skills at fulfilling special orders. What's on the menu, honey? Dishes? Dishes? You mean to tell me you want me to do dishes? I am offering you full use of my infamously hot and flexible body, which allows me to exercise in all different positions, and you want me to use it to do dishes? Honey, I like a little degradation as much as the next guy, but can't you just put me on a leash instead, like a normal couple? Oh, God, why dishes? That's too much like work. And I'm not even getting paid. Oh, God. Can't I just take you to the rapturous heights of unbridled ecstasy instead? Honey, dishes are not foreplay. Well, I know they're not, because if they were, I'd have a much harder time getting out of the pizza place at the end of a night shift. Yeah. Look, this is an act of emotional warfare that you're committing. I will have you know that this behavior would be unsanctioned by the League of Nations. What would Woodrow Wilson have to say? I mean, he'd probably just say, damn, I've been dead a long time. And get off your ass and do the dishes, you little shit. But hey, that's beside the point. You know, I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure I know what the point is either anymore. Oh, God. So, can I kiss you yet or not? What do you mean you're gross? You're not gross, you're amazing. I know we were at the concert. What about it? Honey, I don't mean to put too fine a point on it, but I have been on the ground this whole time. I would have said something by now if I had a problem with it. Besides, I meant to kiss on the mouth. At least to start. Hey, I'm not afraid of fighting it out in the trenches. I've seen what lies beneath. I've ventured into the dark below. I've seen your house of wolves. Ow! I'm sorry. Look, the Destiny expansion title innuendo viability is slipping real fast. That's on me. I own that. That's my bad. Although, I will say, Rise of Iron is right there, just begging for it. But I will restrain myself. At least until I can convince you to restrain me, preferably to our bed. Oh. All right. Listen. Hear me out. You're feeling a little less than fresh. You've got concerns. Somebody left the cake out in the rain. I hear you. I get you. I'm trying to get you. I've been trying this whole damn time. So, what do you say we take this show on the road? The road in question being the well-worn path from this couch to the shower in which we can kill two birds with one stone. There's a joke in there somewhere about getting your rocks off, but it's eluding me. Oh well, nobody's perfect. Not even me. All evidence to the contrary. Come on. Get up. 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 Up, up, up. Come on. There we go. I want you up because I want you naked in a shower with rivulets of water tracing every line and curve of your body with steam swirling around us while I slowly, methodically massage the tension out of every one of your muscles. As I rinse away the grime of today and replace it. Slow, insistent, open mouth kisses painted across every inch of your skin. Because I want to hear your breath. Chest, because I want to feel your skin shiver under my tongue, even through the heat, because I want to make you squirm under the touch of my fingers and the heat of my mouth. And the weight of my tight, straining body pressed flush against yours. And then, at some point, you can shampoo my hair. Because that always feels nice. Come on. Let's see if I can make it up to you after all.